Joe Sampson, exclusively on our program, you're going to reveal some big news. What are you guys cooking up?
Well, if you remember, back in July, when I was here last, we talked about a few of the key changes for OneSpark 2015, and one of those changes was that we were going to be adding a day. We were moving from 5 to 6 days for the festival, and it would be hosted from April 7th through 12th, with the festival actually kicking off on the 8th. So, on the eve of the festival, we are going to be producing an utterly epic speaker summit presented by Community First Credit Union, headlined by some very big names. Those names include Damon John, the CEO and founder of FUBU, as well as star of ABC's Shark Tank. They include Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline.com, as well as Tamara Mendelson. She is the VP of Marketing and one of the founding team members from Eventbrite. So there's a huge lineup, really big names, and honestly, tough to pick a few outside of Damon, of course, because that's huge.
Very exciting.
You can check those all out at onespark.com right now.
549-2937 to join the show. Al Emmerich, the Creator Academy, is also a big part of this year's event. Tell us about it.
Well, it is basically designed to provide training and education and resources and a connection for potential former and future creators so that they can better identify how to leverage OneSpark to meet their goals for their project or business and ideas.
So you're really thinking bigger and bolder this year, Joe. You had the Satellite Festival in Berlin. That was successful. That took your brand global. With success comes more pressure. You got to up the ante. But it sounds as though you've been thinking about that. Tell us about some of the challenges that go into luring these big names, getting it bigger and better, bringing big names to town so that the buzz can keep going, the crowds will keep coming, the funders will keep coming as well.
I'll tell you this, I think it got a lot easier following year two to attract these kind of names. And really with when you throw those kind of numbers at people, the kind of success we experienced in year two in Jacksonville, when you say in our second year as a startup ourselves, we launched an event across the pond, and in Berlin, of all places, we found success. And now we've got a city and a community that's embracing OneSpark there. That proved, I think, to us, as well as a number of other people, that we can make OneSpark a global brand. And this platform that we're developing, aimed solely at connecting creators with the resources that they need to launch ideas, there's something to it.
The number to join us here on First Coast Connect, as we discussed OneSpark 2015, 549-2937. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. Let me ask you as well. The OneSpark brand is a strong brand, and it is very much tied with Jacksonville. There was as you look to grow the brand, there was a bump in the road when Shad Khan, owner of the Jaguars, pulled his funding from an accelerator that isn't OneSpark, but has a loose affiliation with OneSpark, a business incubator. Can you tell us about your strategy going forward to continue to attract capital to worthy startup projects that really need the fundraising support and the publicity to get their business off the ground?
Sure. First of all, to address that head on, you know, we're extremely grateful for all of the incredible support that Shad Khan provided to OneSpark creators. And he did provide a lot of direct support to those creators. As we move forward, we took in a lot of feedback around capital investments and how they worked in the past, and we are retooling and we're preparing to launch an entirely new unit dedicated to improving that portion of participation for OneSpark creators, as well as improving the experience for investors looking for deal flow at OneSpark.
549-2937 to join First Coast Connect as we learn exclusively that Damon John, the star of ABC's Shark Tank, will be one of the keynote speakers at the OneSpark 2015 Creator Summit. Let us know your questions and comments about the upcoming crowdfunding festival. Al, creator registration for OneSpark 2015 kicks off, in a couple of weeks.
Right, yeah.
You're looking for subject experts in 6 categories to be jurors. There's a lot of opportunity for people to participate.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons the Creator Academy has been created. So you asked the question of Joe about, you know, how do you keep moving the needle forward? And one of the ways you do that is you better help creators find success at OneSpark. And one of the ways you do that is help them understand how to use OneSpark. And, you know, OneSpark is, of course, the largest crowdfunding festival, the world's crowdfunding festival, but it's also for folks with ideas who want to validate their idea. Maybe they may not be ready for funding, but they want to figure out if their idea should move forward. Maybe they want to launch a market brand. In other words, the votes and the funding isn't key to them. They want to make sure the world knows about their brand. Or if they obviously want to go ahead and do that funding, this is the platform to do it. And it opens that funnel so much wider for folks. But you've got to be able to help them better succeed at OneSpark. And that's what this all this training's about.
And you know, we've seen a lot of feedback following the first couple of classes, which have been very well attended and very well produced by Al and the Creator Academy team. And what we're hearing from creators is, wow, I didn't know that all of these things should be important to me at OneSpark. I didn't quite know how to leverage all of the resources on the table. I thought votes and funding were it. But there's a lot to be had by participating as a creator.
It's a huge project. It took over a huge downtown footprint. The crowds were unprecedented. And I noticed as I was walking around, the most successful creators had a strategy.
Yeah.
They had a game plan. They figured it out on their own.
Sure.
Now you're giving people, I guess, a little bit more of a roadmap.
Exactly. You know, each creator's project is unique to them and their idea, but providing a roadmap from the planning, the strategic standpoint, but also the folks that we're bringing in to deliver a lot of this training and education are top notch. Just last week, and also coming up in our boot camp, which is December 6th and 7th, for example. We've got a gentleman named Ron Benzeev, who is the entrepreneur in residence at Rollins College and one of the top lean startup and startup gurus in the country, and basically helped begin that in Orlando. Pitchcraft, which is our pitch class, which is coming up, December 2nd, Jim Stallings, managing partner of PS27 Ventures. These are seasoned pros who know their craft. So we want not only the training to be really wonderful, but we also want it to be relative. And that's, we've had creators. There's creators coming out of the woodworks to us saying, how can we help share the knowledge with the future creators so they don't make the same mistakes we did and learn from each other?
There's competition, but there's also collaboration.
No doubt, for sure. OneSpark is absolutely about community. And I think that the collaboration and the projects that are actually born out of folks who meet at OneSpark has been incredible. And I think our goal right now, in addition to many others, is to make that more year-round community. How can we extend this beyond the festival and leading into the festival each year?
And let's go to your calls right now as we speak with the guys behind OneSpark, the world's first ever crowdfunding festival. After its second massive year in downtown Jacksonville, they're gearing up for the spring of 2015. And we just broke the news here on this program that Damon DeJohn, star of ABC's Shark Tank, will headline the festival. And then there are a couple of other big names too, right, Joe?
Yeah, we've got Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline.com, one of the best speakers I've ever heard, and obviously a very accomplished entrepreneur, internationally recognized. I believe he's speaking as his main gig these days, and he's done it in over 50 countries. So really, really impressive guy. Can't wait to have him there. He's the closing keynote for our morning session, which includes a slew of great speakers. We've got local talent in Daniel Austin, who will be our summit host. We've got Flagship Romance there, who's going to be performing throughout the day. We're going to have Jason Sadler, Jason Surfer App, the guy who sells his last name.
Sure.
He'll be our opening keynote for that session. So an amazing day lined up.
A lot of big local names, too. So that's always exciting. What are your questions and comments about OneSpark? 549-2937 to join the show. Let's go to Philip in St. Augustine. Hi, Philip. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just want to say thank you and let you know that we're kind of an example of an organic OneSpark in St. Augustine. Our company is a St. Augustine distillery, and we were the product of some very young people with some bright ideas and some older people who have the Rolodex and the wallet. in the words of Peter Rummel, who I heard speak last week at the Urban Land Institute. And I think what you guys are doing is great, and I would certainly look to local, you know, examples, you know, perhaps like ours, where we can help provide guidance to others who are startup. We went from an idea 4 years ago, and now we're we've got 25 employees, and we're producing the first gin in bourbon in the state of Florida, and we love what we're doing down here, and we want to help in any way. So I'll leave my information off air, but I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing, and confirm that there are people in this community who want to see this succeed and want to be a part of it.
Thanks, Philip. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can leave our phone, volunteer your information.
Also, Phil, I'm not ashamed to say that I've sampled your product. It's fantastic. So congratulations on all of your success.
Yeah, that's very great. Exciting. Now, he mentioned Peter Rummel, a major financial backer of the festival, as we all know. A long-term goal, though, is profitability, sustainability. Share with us your thoughts about the road ahead to reaching that goal.
Yeah, I think we're on a very, very good track. Peter has, you know, said publicly that he's very happy with our progress, and we're right where we're supposed to be. We're on target. If I'd be lying if I'd say that we would love for more Jacksonville-based companies to get involved and to support OneSpark. That said, the brand continues to grow, and people continue to come to us more and more. And Peter has been obviously just an amazing backer of OneSpark, not just financially, but his guidance, his expertise, his experience has been invaluable to us to date.
Al?
No, his energy and enthusiasm and what he brings to the table from a leadership position in the community is remarkable. And that's the type of support you need. And if you look at communities where there's strong brands that have grown from the ground up, such as what OneSpark has done here, you need to have those champions.
Yeah, we'll go back to your calls about OneSpark 2015 in just a moment at 549-2937. Tweets coming into the show. Here's one. I just arrived in downtown. How long do we have to wait for OneSpark? It's April.
Yeah, we're under 5 months away. It'll start on April 7th with the Speaker Summit at the Florida Theater, followed by the way, the biggest event ever produced at Hemming Park, the OneSpark 2015 opening ceremony. And that's another announcement we can make right now and that you can find more details about at onespark.com. But the band Echosmith, who was just named by Rolling Stone as one of the 10 artists you need to know, they're blowing up the charts. They're going to headline the evening along with Mates of State, another fast rising star in the music industry. So really, really exciting stuff with that extra day that we added for OneSpark 2015.
Pretty exciting stuff. Let me ask you both as well. You're bringing in young talent. You're all disruptors. You're disrupting the old order of things with this event and with this new mindset. You've got a solid member of what some might call the city's old guard, the traditional way of doing things, Peter Rummel, backing you. He sees the talent, he sees the potential. I think the OneSpark Festival is very much indicative of a generational shift in this city. I've never seen so many young people downtown at the same time ever. This is the youngest city in Florida, too, which people don't realize. So how do you see this brand, leading the city forward into the 21st century, not just with this model of crowdfunding, but culturally as well?
You know, I think a lot of people have been drawn to OneSpark, and obviously this is something that we've thought about and we've talked about a lot, but it's, you know, it's empowering, not just to the creators who are, you know, now they've registered their idea and now they're sort of forced to develop it into a project that they can pitch to voters, to contributors, and to potential investors. So it's very empowering. You know, people have said, even though I didn't, you know, come away with a lot of money, or I came away with quite a bit of money, but really what I got out of this was I realized that I don't have to sit in a cubicle for the rest of my life. I don't have to do things the traditional way. I don't have to get the job that I was told I had to work toward. I can carve out my own path, and I can create my own world. And if we all do that, we can create the world that we want and create the world of tomorrow.
Well, and if you look at the landscape of folks who both attend as well as participate, it's so diverse, as you alluded to. And I think that's one of the – there's no doubt that a lot of the younger community is engaged very aggressively. But looking at the landscape of the demographics of the folks who have engaged in our first free introductory class, for example, Project Awesome, which will always be a free introductory program that's basically the nuts and bolts of OneSpark and how to understand it. We had folks of, you know, multicultural nature. We had younger folks. We had folks who were older. This is that cultural idea melting pot that enables everybody to connect together and, as Joe said, kind of realize what could be possible.
And if you're just joining the program right now, we're revealing exclusive new details about OneSpark 2015 as the team behind the festival lets us know that Damon John, the star of ABC's Shark Tank, and Jeff Hoffman, the founder of Priceline, are two of the headliners at the April crowdfunding festival. Let us know your thoughts, your questions, and comments about OneSpark at 549-2937. And here's a tweet from Madeline. What happened to the Berlin OS? And I'm not sure what she means by OS. Just OneSpark. Let's talk about Berlin a little bit, because that was a successful event.
Yeah, gosh, we're still sort of blown away by the success that we experienced in Berlin. We, you know, I feel like I said it a dozen times on record, but I'll say it again because Madeline didn't hear it. There was so much noise in that city to cut through, and I think
there's a lot going on there.
No doubt. You know, a lot of creators bring their ideas to OneSpark to validate them, and it's a great platform for that. But you know, you could almost say that we went to Berlin and validated OneSpark. It was this amazing grassroots thing that happened and that people were drawn to and that people supported and that a community came together to make happen in Jacksonville. Can we duplicate that somewhere, and will that community embrace it? And in Berlin, we found that they did, and we found that we can duplicate that, and we learned a lot about it. And I think as we move forward and as we continue to move the needle, as you said earlier, we're going to continue to grow, and we use a lot of what we learned in Berlin.
549-2937. Carol in Jacksonville. Go ahead, Carol.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have an idea. Good morning. I have a great idea that I would love to showcase at OneSpark. But I'd love to understand exactly what I need to set up in my area for the investors. How far do I need to take my idea? What do I need to have available that week?
So that is a great question. And at the risk of sounding completely salesy, that is a $1 million question that we could talk for 20 minutes. And I'll be more than glad to speak to you offline if you want to leave your information. But I will tell you that that's the type of questions we answer with the OneSpark Creator Academy, so that you can be better prepared to know what to say, how you're going to say it, how to prepare. Because when you're pitching at OneSpark, you're really speaking to a multitude of audiences. You might have a juror that you're speaking to that you may not realize. You're talking to potential customers. You're talking to potential investors. And in all those landscapes, your presentation and pitch and what you prepare and know has to be tailored to that audience. So I'm not being evasive on any nature. It's just too voluminous to discuss in one brief radio segment.
Carol, it's worth noting that you can start that path too on December 1st. That's when we open creator registration. We're 13 days away from opening creator registration for OneSpark 2015. You can go to onespark.com right now, navigate to up in the nav bar, go to participate, click on creator, and you can get lost in a lot of information, and go to our blog and look at all the resources that Alice has put together online. There's just a vast amount of information and a lot to learn, and registering for the Creator Academy and registering your project for OneSpark is where you start.
As time develops here too, Carolyn, you know, what we will be creating through our own beta test for the Creator Academy is this volume of training and education that will become available online, so that people can start to scratch the surface through these web-based tools, in addition to, of course, the live training that we provide.
Carol, I hope that was helpful to you.
Very. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Any final thoughts, guys? A lot of hard work ahead, right?
Yeah. No doubt. You know, I'll say that when we added that extra day to the festival, we hoped that we could do something that would that would add a lot of value for our existing community, but also bring OneSpark to the attention of a lot of visitors from out of town who would come to Jacksonville for the festival. And I think if you go to onespark.com right now, check out the full lineup of the speaker summit, learn a little about the creators at the festival, learn a little about the Creator Academy, and check out the opening ceremony lineup that we put together. I think you'll see that what we've put together is going to accomplish just that.
Yeah, I think what I would like to close with is something that one of our attendees said in the class last week, and that was, this is a safe place. A lot of folks maybe are tentative because this is new territory that they're traversing for the first time. The Creator Academy and OneSpark itself is a safe place. It's your ideas are safe, your questions are safe, and you never need to feel that, oh, I don't know, so I shouldn't go. It's just the opposite. If you don't know, you should go. And even if you know, you should go so you can learn more.
Creator registration for OneSpark 2015 kicks off December 1st. Can you believe it? It's almost here. Go to beonespark.com to learn all about the upcoming festival. And as you learned first here on First Coast Connect, big names coming in the spring, including Damon John of Shark Tank, the founder of Priceline, and many more. Joe Sampson, L. Emmerich, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us, and keep us posted.
Thank you, as always.
Thank you.